This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Retail sales numbers are out this morning, and they're up 0.6%. Cars and discount stores did well in May. Department stores did not. On Thursdays, as the market opens, we talk to economist Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So retail sales, an upward surprise for many.
You know, this month it was interesting. People stopped going out to eat. They stopped shopping at department stores. They shopped at discount stores and food and grocery stores. They decided to basically have picnics and buy a few sporting goods as well and hang out with each other instead of going out as much, which is a big shift from what we've seen in recent months.
If that's the case, it may lead to a more closely bonded America. What about when you take out somewhat volatile car sales and gasoline sales? And they also take out building supplies.
Well, we also saw core retail sales up for only 0.3%. That's after them being up a little higher in recent months. So that is some weakening there. And what we're seeing is the places where you'd expect to see a lot more sales right now, like furniture and appliances, they're not coming through like we once did because the multipliers of basically people buying homes to invest and flip them to rent are not as great as those who flip to own.
And oh, did you see Japan overnight, the key index there, the Nikkei, falling 6.4%?
It really is reflective of what we're scared of in the United States as well, although it's apples and oranges. They're worried that quantitative easing won't work in Japan. The reality for Japan, though, is they're about two decades too late on this game.
Diane Swonk, economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you.